Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterback of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Joe Montana? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these I just mentioned? We'll find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History, on ColeJohnsonOnline.com for free. ColeJohnsonOnline.com, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free. Get it right now. What you waiting for? Go get it! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is a podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and whatever commute you can even imagine or fathom. Cole Sport! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you have entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about Curry's ankle. Is that an issue? Well, it certainly isn't for the Warriors as they kept on chugging along. We're going to talk about Rex Ryan possibly endorsing Donald Trump. And we're going to put an interesting issue upon further review. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Oakland. So the reigning MVP and the eventual back-to-back MVP winner, Stephon Curry, took a break, as you could say, from playoff action because of a tweaked knee. But it didn't stop the Warriors' show because they still beat down the Rockets. Now, my thought process about this is it's exactly what they need to do. In fact, if I were Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Warriors, I would instruct him to do the following. And Stevie, if you listening, homie, listen real close to me. Do not put Stephon Curry on the court for the rest of the first round. I repeat, do not put Stephon Curry on the court for the first round. Why do I say that? Because Curry does not need to even insult himself with the presence of being on the court and playing such a whack team as the Rockets. It's ridiculous that they actually are one of the 16 teams that actually made it into the playoff round. They should not have made it into the round of 16. They are horrible. But as for the Warriors themselves, Curry doesn't need to see the court until the conference semifinals, when they actually see some competition. Dateline, Los Angeles. The golden voice for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Vin Scully, celebrates his 66th anniversary behind the mic. And let me tell you how special this guy is. He knows the sport. He can elocute exactly what you are seeing or hearing. He's such an astute wordsmith, and he's so astute in the game itself. It's a joy to hear him announce. And unfortunately, I've never lived on the West Coast, but I remember back in the day when we would hear him do national TV shows, national TV broadcasts, and he was excellent then. He's excellent now. And what makes it even more remarkable is that at the age of, I believe, 88, when basically people are 20 years gone by 88, he's still plugging and chugging. And he doesn't have a color man, but he doesn't need one. He is that good. He is so good. He is his own color man. Play-by-play, guys, take note, because that is how you do it. So, Vin, from Cold Sports family to you, congratulations on this honor. It is so well deserved. And I look forward to hearing you announce more Dodgers games in the years. Dateline, Cedar Rapids. Note Dakota State's Carson Wentz is getting a lot of run and a lot of love. And why not? I mean, he is the quarterback that possibly may be chosen the number one or number two overall. And North Dakotans are happy for him. In fact, they are telling him happily, and I quote, "Good luck, just as long as you don't get drafted by Cleveland," close quote. Well, it looks like unless Wentz is not doing too well in the pro days or in the combine, the Browns, at least as for now, are not going to be drafting him because of a stupid trade that the Eagles performed with the Browns. Now they hold the number 2 pick and not Cleveland. So North Dakotans, celebrate. Celebrate that your man is not going to go to the mistake by the lake. Dateline, San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard wins his second Defensive Player of the Year award by the NBA. And it's wonderful. Here's this quiet superstar. He basically is unassuming. And he just goes on the court and gets the job done. Now, I've heard some people say that he was undeserving of the award, that Hassan Whiteside should have been the choice. Look, Whiteside is good with blocks. He's decent with rebounds. Kawhi, he just shuts people down. He just shuts people down, and he deserves the award, and I'm happy. I hope he wins more. Personally, I hope he scores more like he's been doing this year. I hope he scores even more next year so that we can actually talk about this guy not just being the best two-way player in the league, but we can actually have him in the conversation of best player in the game, because he's almost there now. Dateline, Los Angeles. Kobe Bean Bryant, 60 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. Well, that was the swan song of the Black Mamba this time last week. Now, a full week later, we have a fan who is selling a bag of air on eBay. Yes, you heard me correctly. A bag of purported air from Kobe Bryant's last game, and there was a bid on eBay for $16,000. There are some new fools that are coming up in the world. And you know something? I'm not going to even dignify the rest of my show with any more talk about a bag of air. When I come back, I will put a wonderful but somewhat disgraced subject under further review. But immediately following the break, Rex Ryan and Donald Trump? Come on back, why don't you? Cole Sports. Sports on another level can now be found on these social media platforms: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, and iTunes. Like, share, rate, review, but most importantly, subscribe to all of these social media platforms. Cole Sports. Sports for the intelligent sportsman. Coming April 30th, Cole Sports presents Dolt of the Month, Cole Sports. Available on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other social media outlets. Welcome back. Your favorite head coach and mine, Rex Ryan, is at it again. the former head coach of the New York Jets, now the current head coach of the Buffalo Bills, is now one of the head men of endorsing the GOP, or the Republican Party's, right now, front runner for the United States presidency, Donald Trump. In a rally before the New York primary, Rex Ryan, with his smile and his New York attitude, went up on stage and proudly said that he is behind, solidly, Donald Trump. Now, I could go on about that alone. But unfortunately, he was not the one that was funny. No, it was Donald Trump himself. Now, he did say a couple of interesting things. One of them was saying that he witnessed the bombings that happened on 7-Eleven. The Donald, you actually are a New York citizen. You know that 7-Eleven is a grocery store or a convenience store. The date that you want is 9-11. You know, like 911 on a phone that you dial for emergency. Yes, the same date, September 11th, ninth month out the year. Not the seventh month. This didn't happen in July. This happened in September, the Donald. September. Say it with me, the Donald. 9-11. 9-11. That sounds so good, doesn't it? It sounds so good to actually be right for once, right? 9-11. Perfect. Keep saying that. And don't say the wrong date again about something that is so important to so many Americans. But that isn't why I want to take you to task. No, the Donald. I want to take you to task because you had the nerve to be on stage and say, and I quote, Rex Ryan, you have a great coach here, Buffalo. He's won what? Two championships? AFC? Yeah, I remember those games. He was great. And he's going to be great for you guys. And I'm telling you, you all are going to love him and you're going to love this season. You all are going to have a great season. Close quote. Now, of course, he said this to a whole bunch of cheers because, well, let's face it, the Donald is pandering. Let's just call it like you have to see it. He was pandering. But back that truck up. Did this clown actually say that Rex Ryan was a champion? Because last I could tell, this clown has only won the championship of running his big, ugly, stupid mouth. If you're talking about any other championship besides whack bravado, give it to me because this man hasn't earned jack close to it. Are you, the Donald, are talking about the back-to-back AFC championship games? Because this man hasn't even won a division title. He has not hung a divisional title in the rafters, let alone an AFC championship or a Super Bowl. Now, yeah, he won the Super Bowl as he was one of the coaches in the 2000 Ravens staff. But as a head coach, in another way that I have to actually educate you on this, the Donald, Rex Ryan has won zero, goose egg. That's how many championships Rex Ryan has won. You're hitching your wagon, son, to a man who has won bupkis. He has won nothing. And the way he's going to continue, I hate to say it for you Bills fan, and I know there's a VIP that's a big Bills fan, but he knows I'm speaking the truth and I'm not talking ill. You all are not going to win anything with him as head coach. because he is not thinking the way that you need your head coach to think in terms of building the team right. Look at that defense. That defense was great before he got there. It took a step back as soon as he got into the position of head coach. And correct me if I'm wrong, I thought Ryan's specialty was defense. Again, this guy has won nothing. And you, DeDonald, will win nothing. Because you have such revisionist history game on lock that it seems that you have no clue whatsoever. Well, I don't know about you, DeDonald, but I do know about Rex Ryan. And I can tell you, my friend, that man loves feet. The man basically just keeps talking. The man likes it when his team rolls up 17 penalties in a game. That man, DeDonald, is a whack job. Back away from that train wreck before your candidacy goes off the rails. When I come back, I'm going to put a subject that somewhat pains me to do upon further review. One more time, my Colesports MVPs, Why Your Goat Ain't Mine is flying off the shelves. Well, the social media shelves, that is. It is yours right now for free today. All you have to do is go onto ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's ColeJohnsonOnline.com. ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Go there, suit up, and get your copy. How much is it? Free! That's right. All you have to do is just this one simple thing. Go get it! May 8th. It's coming. That's right. Cole Sports presents the Dolt of the Quarter. On the next podcast, we're going to delve into the dysfunctionality that is the Philadelphia Eagles. We're also going to commemorate the life that is Dwayne the Pearl Washington. And we're going to put an idiotic fool in the throes of Dolt of the Week. But that is for a podcast to come. But for this podcast now, we're going to put this subject upon further review. Cheryl Swoops. Now, what can we say about her? I mean, people compared her to Michael Jordan. They said that she was the female version of him. Now, I somewhat balk at it, but I can understand the comparison. Won 4 straight WNBA world titles for the now defunct Houston Comets. She is considered a WNBA legend. She is now headed to the Basketball Hall of Fame along with such dignitaries as Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson, and Yao Ming. And she is a beloved figure in the world of basketball. But she's running into a little bit of trouble. The story by the Associated Press that came out about a couple of days ago, saying that 17 different athletes that were under her coaching tree, or under her coaching tutelage, left the school because of her and her style. 5 young ladies transferred to another school in 2015. Now, in this year, there is a reported 10 of the 12 that are saying bye-bye to Loyola University. That's where Cheryl is coaching now in Chicago. And it's painful to hear it, because you don't want to see good things happen to people who have done great things. But unfortunately, you're starting to see that. One of the players, Kate Sohn, spoke about this. She was in Loyola, but she left to go to the University of Illinois Champaign in 2014. And that was under Cheryl Swoop's first year as head coach there. The atmosphere, is, as how she put it, was described as hostile. And she went on to say, quote, "Personally, I don't think she was qualified to coach. Just because you can play doesn't mean you can coach. I thought we were a track team at one point. We were doing more running than playing basketball. Just about everyone on the team was suffering from injuries due to our workout. We were all burned out. I wasn't able to talk or vent to any of my teammates because I feared they would relay whatever I said out of context to Swoops, who might use it as a reason to cut me. I couldn't go to my coaches or trainer, because if Swoops found out they were talking to me behind her back, they risked losing their jobs. I'm not doing it for the publicity. I'm not a talker. The reason I'm speaking out is that the players need some protection. We should be free to talk and not fear retaliation. I gave everything to that program. We just need to be respected." I was at the end of the circle. When she mentioned the third strike, she completely turned her head and gave me a death stare. It was just a very angry look for about 20 seconds. It was very unnecessary. I had teammates coming to me after and asking what I had done. It was that moment I knew she really hates me and I needed to go. Close quote. And that's just one account. And that isn't from the 17 athletes that bolted after her. Now, I had a conversation with my VIPs in reference to coaches that probably give you tough love. Bob Knight is at the head of the class with that one. But with him, it's different. And no, I'm not talking about the difference between Coach Knight and Cheryl Swoops, is that one's a man and one's a woman. No. No, the difference is Coach Knight was a disciplinarian, but he also knew how to show heart. And he wasn't a tyrant all the time. He showed compassion. He showed he cared. He showed that he loved his players. It's just that he was demonstrative in showing how much he disliked when the players just didn't follow what he taught. Now, I'm thinking what these young ladies have run into is a woman who demands so much out of them that they don't know how to react. Am I saying that Coach Swoops is right? No. But hearing this account from Kate, it's very telling and quite alarming, because if the trainers feared that they wouldn't have a job because of how Cheryl runs her program, ooh, that's rough. That's rough. Now the athletic department from Loyola spoke about this too. And, of course, they said they was going to launch an investigation. The deputy athletic director, Jermaine Truax, said in the statement, quote, "It is more than concerning. Roster turnover is something that affects every NCAA school and is becoming more and more prevalent. We are fully committed to helping our student athletes find the right situation for them. We will have the best interest of the student athlete in mind when it comes to transfer decisions. Close quote. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Truax, I can tell you, your athletic department, your dean, and your school president and school dean, I can tell all of you this. And this comes with a very heavy heart because I'm a fan of Cheryl Swoopes. But a 31-62 record in 3 years' time, 17 different young ladies leaving your school, not dropping out of the team, but out and out leaving the school, is tantamount to one thing. You know where the problem lies. 17 young ladies cannot be wrong. I should say 18, at least. They can't be wrong. And Cheryl can't be bulletproof. If there is an issue that lies at the feet of one Cheryl Swoopes as in terms of how she handles her student athletes, then you already know the course of action. It's not a dock and pay. It's not a demotion. It's not anything other than letting her go. And to the women listeners of this podcast, I will tell you this too. If Cheryl were a man, I would say the exact same thing about him. Unfortunately, it is Cheryl's turn to give up the seat and give it to others who actually might care about your student athletes. Cheryl, I don't think really cares about that. I personally think she cares about the legacy that she's leaving. And it's unfortunate that she can't really celebrate her being in the Basketball Hall of Fame this year due to the fact that she has a lack of people skills. If you happen to like this podcast or any one preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at @Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. That's Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Instagram, on Pinterest, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, on Google Play, on YouTube, and on iTunes. And on all of those platforms, like, rate, review, and share to your heart's content. More importantly, subscribe, especially on iTunes, to any and all of those social media platforms. Most importantly, enjoy. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Sports!